I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. The award-winning playwright, performer, and director Marie Clements joins me now. The Road Forward, a show she's produced, wrote, and directed, plays at the Push Festival the 5th through the 7th of February. I'll get Ms. Clements to tell us about the show, how it came about, and how it serves as a tribute to the Aboriginal women murdered or vanished from the Highway of Tears and Vancouver's downtown east side. It's a timely reminder, too, of what's happened. The show is a multimedia blues and rock musical. Visit pushfestival.ca for tickets and information. Marie Clements is an acclaimed playwright and director whose work has been produced across the country and beyond. Her plays include Copper Thunderbird and Burning Vision. She's a former reporter who also wrote the film Unnatural and Accidental, which she's also appeared in. Visit marieclements.ca for more. Please welcome to the Plant Online program, Marie Clements. Ms. Clements, good morning.
Hey, good morning there.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So we're talking a week before the run. What's this time like for you? I understand you're at the rehearsal hall this morning.
Yeah, our days start pretty early here, and we go into the night. So we've stopped calling it rehearsal, and now it's called the Road Forward Boot Camp.
And so the folks that are performing this show now at Push, have they performed it before?
There's a core group of them that have from the very beginning. We did it at the Cultural Olympics at the Aboriginal Pavilion, the closing show. Mm-hmm. And then we did it again as a workshop production at Push in 2013. And so this is our third round, and kind of it's the biggest, kind of the expanded full version.
Yeah.
And it's our premiere at Push again.
Yeah, and so this has been described as an important work, at least because of what it wants to say. So I'm curious to know how it came about, and what is it that you wanted to say when you wrote it?
Well, we were it was a commission from the Cultural Olympiad originally to showcase I guess Aboriginal talent, and so I was thinking about that a lot during the Olympics and. I was honored to, you know, get this commission, but also wanted to celebrate kind of history in BC, Aboriginal history, and also wanted to not forget, you know, things that are outstanding that we're still dealing with in regards to, you know, whether it's the Highway of Tears or the murdered and missing women in our country.
And it's timely, too, because when you hear the Prime Minister say that looking into the missing women isn't high on his list of priorities. When one hears that, I mean, it's symptomatic, isn't it, of where the country is? I mean, the missing women is not something that you hear about in, you know, it's not high on the newscasts or regularly in the papers.
Yeah, I mean, I think it says a lot about him, you know, more than it says about, I think it speaks volumes for, you know, systematically what's been going on for, you know, a long time and why this has allowed, you know, been allowed to happen and continues to happen is kind of astounding in this day and age. And I think it also speaks to, you know, where we are at in our humanity. I don't really look at it as an Aboriginal issue. I look at it as a human issue and one we should be responsible to.
So storytelling, that's an important part of the show. So how is this story told? What will people see when they go to the York Theatre this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday?
Well, originally I was allowed into the Native Brotherhood offices in West Vancouver, and they had a newspaper called The Native Voice, and they allowed me to look over decades of this newspaper. And at the, you know, it started, I believe, in the 40s, 30s, 40s, and kind of just really it zeroed in on an Aboriginal perspective that, you know, that news stringers and news editors from across Canada and the U.S., you know, I guess, you know, wrote their stories into this newspaper and they published them. And it just had such a vitality, even, you know, looking at it today, to understand that there was an Aboriginal perspective from, you know, it was founded by the Native Brotherhood and Sisterhood, and these activists, you know, founded this newspaper. and allowed, you know, an Aboriginal voice in this country, you know, in a time when it's pretty hard to, you know, read anything authentic, you know, from mm-hmm. that time. Or so that was kind of the motivation. I was, you know, kind of floored and humbled by what activists had done before and how they had, you know, helped us, you know, reclaim our place, and how that movement is still continuing today.
Is this archive available online?
They do have some issues on their Native Brotherhood site, mm-hmm. and definitely in different, you know, historical archives in the city, you can find it.
And so in terms of what's in the show, I understand there's music. Did you write any of that?
I wish I could sing. It was, you know, it's the worst thing, but but I did basically some of the articles and news stories in the Native voice. Uh-huh. I couldn't really forget. I couldn't get it out of me. So I began writing these lyrics and what I called story songs, and began, you know, collaborating with Jennifer Kreisberg, who is a longtime collaborator mm-hmm. and composer and singer and performer. And so we began to work together on this piece, you know, the bigger version.
What is it for you about working on the stage? I mean, you've worked in television, you've worked in film before, you've also worked in journalism on the radio. Storytelling on the stage, it's a more visceral experience, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very physical and it's very visceral, and I think unique in the sense that you're bringing people together who are, you know, in the same room, right? Mm-hmm. So there's something that you can't replicate in that, and I think you're pulling them in to share an experience, and I think unlike, you know, other disciplines, sometimes live performance in theater is a great way to emotionally bring people in. I know we can, you know, be intellectual when we're thinking about, you know, whether Stephen Harper, you know, really cares, or whether, you know, mm-hmm. anybody really cares. But I think when you're sitting there and you're feeling it, and you, it can kind of get inside you in a different way. And so, you know, there's hope there for change on an individual level and as a community.
So audiences have told you, I guess, or you've heard back from audiences about how they feel after seeing this show.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all felt, you know, we brought together some of the most outstanding musical talent in this country and in the U.S., and I think there's something just electric about that alone, to be in the room with that caliber. But I think just the sheer talent and kind of what they want to say and how we're saying it is unique and hopefully uplifting and also challenging.
And there's obviously music, there's dance as well. That's a part of the show, isn't it?
Yeah, there's not as much as we had probably wanted in the beginning. Mm-hmm. We have 17 performers on stage, and that's a lot of performers. Uh-huh. So we didn't have a lot of room to, you know, do all our fancy moves, but next time maybe.
Yeah. Well, you've said that this has been at PUSH before. What's it like to have a show at PUSH? It must be a fun time these few weeks in January and February for a performer and a creator of stage works like yourself.
Well, I like, you know, I even like PUSH's name. I mean, I like PUSH, you know. I like the idea that we're taking huge risks and that we're in a company of, you know, theaters across, you know, the country and internationally that are coming here to showcase works that are pushing the boundaries, you know. And so there's something energetic about that and life-affirming and kind of, you know, what's going on over there, what's happening in our room. So there's a whole thing that's, you know, starting to grow an energy around art and ideas. So I think for me that's the kind of the greatest gift is, you know, we work alone a lot in our own little pods. And then, you know, to be working with such a large group here and to know that other artists are working in similar pods across the city to perform at PUSH is exciting.
Yeah. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Dan. I know there are a lot of people looking forward to the road forward. And I guess, as they say in your business, break a leg.
Thank you very much.
MarieClements.ca is the website for more. And, of course, pushfestival.ca for tickets and information. The show is this Thursday the 5th through Saturday the 7th, 8 p.m. Is the show time on all those evenings. It's at the York Theatre here in Vancouver. Marie Clements joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plante.